are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday here. Amen. We thank God for being alive and being in the land of the living. We thank God for you, you and you, you that are listening by way of radio, you that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you. As I say every Tuesday that I'm here, if you have breath in your body, you ought to thank God. The scripture says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will be glad in it. Hallelujah. You ought to be glad. And as I say, if you've got breath in your body, the Bible says, the scripture lets us know that let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Good morning to you, you and you. We thank God for allowing us to come into your ear gate another Tuesday. If you're listening by way of radio, don't touch that dial because you're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. And we thank God for you taking time out of your schedule, amen, to listen to us, whether you're listening by way of, home, in your car, in your office, by boat, wherever you may be today. Praise the Lord to you. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. It's always a good morning whenever you're in the land of the living, and saying praise the Lord to you that may be watching by way of Facebook as well. We thank God for my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who had filled in for me last week. We had visitors from the state that I was born and raised in, and that was Indiana, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and her friend came, and they visited us, and we spending time with them over in Orlando. I thank God for my pastor, who is willing and ready and able to fill in for me. And I thank God for when I gave her a call, she was able to come in and fill in for me. Glory be to God. I thank God for her. And speaking of her, we want to welcome you out to our services, especially this week. This is her appreciation service or anniversary for the church. She's been preaching for 22 years with the help of her husband, Charlie Kimbrough. We had a wonderful time on last night. Our guest speaker was Bishop Leon Jenkins, who delivered a great word, a powerful word. Amen. Are you available? Amen. We all have to be available. I said last night, it doesn't matter what type of ability you have, whether you have ability to sing, whether you have ability to usher, whether you have ability to pray, whether you have ability to preach. Amen. But the greatest ability is availability. Are you available for the Lord to use in his kingdom building? Isaiah placed his hand, glory be to God, said out loud, hallelujah, here I am, Lord. Amen. Send me. He volunteered to go. Are you available? Are you willing to do what God has called you to do in this hour? And so we thank God for him preaching on last night. Amen. Our services will continue on Wednesday. We have Pastor Catherine Montgomery and her church coming. Amen. They love to praise God. Amen. Coming out on 7:30. Amen. And you will be in for a treat. Amen. Because they know how to praise the Lord. Sometimes in services past, we may not get out until like 11 o'clock. Glory be to God. But I don't want to scare you away. Hallelujah. But we'll go as the Lord leads us. Come out. Amen. On this Wednesday at 7:30, the appreciation and the anniversary service will continue. Amen. And it ends on this Sunday. amen, with yours truly, myself, closing out, amen, with a word from the Lord. So come out to each and every one of those services this week, amen. And we want you to continue to come, continue to lift up the name of Jesus with us. Come, continue to be a part of our services, amen, located at 16 South Wilson Avenue at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, amen, of the Apostolic Faith, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, amen. Come out to our services. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm saying praise the Lord to her. Praise the Lord to you, my spiritual father, President Charlie Kimbrough, sending a shout out to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now. Amen. And so we tend to watch this on the way she'll get it later because we're not having Bible study tonight due to the appreciation services that we're having this week. Glory be to God, but she'll be able to see it later on this evening. Amen. The enemy's trying to mess with me on this morning. I walked out the house and amen, and I left my glasses, and glory be to God. So amen, as I try to read, as though you, for those that may be watching by way of Facebook, if you see me squinting, amen, it's because amen, without my glasses, amen, the words are just like kind of like blurry. So I'm going to do the best that I can to read this word. Many of you know it already. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. Glory be to God. And so I'm just going to try and read a little bit of this in your ear. Amen. But we will not allow the devil to have the last say. Glory be to God. Amen. God made the eyes. Hallelujah. And he can give me, even for a moment, of the ability, amen, to read what he would have me to read. So glory be to God. So I thank God for you, you and you joining me. So without further ado, I'm going to read as best as I can the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. And that can be found in the book of Matthew chapter 25. Amen. And I'm going to try and read, amen, 13 verses if I can, if I dare try to do it. Amen. But I believe that the Lord will give me the ability to do it. Amen. Even though these words, amen, they look kind of blurry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto ten virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Glory be to God. I thank God for blessing me, amen, to be able to read that, amen, squinting. Hallelujah, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus for blessing me to be here in the saddle just one more time again. And I thank you, Lord, help me with this word that you would have, amen, to be spoken into your people's ears. Lord, I decrease so that you will increase, and you alone will get the glory. God, I am just a vessel to be used by you, Lord, and I pray, God, that you be with me, as I trust that you will, as I know that you will, and I'm confident, God, that you will be with me, God, in the name of Jesus. For what the devil meant for evil, God, I know you will turn it for my good. Lord, remember those that are bereaved, those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, those that are in the hospital, the jail cells. Remember our president, our government officials, God, the Supreme Court, our Senate, our House of Representatives. God, give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Oh God, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As again, I am without my glasses, glory be to God, but nevertheless, amen, I know that God will give me strength, amen, to be able to do what it is he's called for me to do. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory be. I want to deal from the subject, amen. Are you ready? Have you made preparations? Are you ready? Amen. Have you made preparations? Can I tell somebody that Jesus is coming back? Amen. He said he was coming back. He's coming back and he's looking for a church that has made themselves ready. He's looking for a church without a spot, blemish, or any such wrinkle. He's not coming back, amen, looking for a particular preacher, not coming back looking back for a particular evangelist, amen, a usher, a deacon, doesn't matter how long you've served, hallelujah, but he's coming back looking for a church that has made themselves ready, amen. Jesus, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. And so we have to understand that heaven is a place, it is a prepared place for a prepared people. When you go on a trip, you make preparations. You get ready to go. You pack your bags, you put in your toothpaste, you put in your clothes that you're going to wear. Amen. You make your reservations and so you're preparing yourself for your vacation. And so that's the way it is with heaven. Heaven is no different than any other thing that we do, but it is a greater reward. And so the same way that we will prepare ourselves to go on a vacation here, go wherever it is that we're going, we have to prepare ourselves to go and to meet our Savior. And many people, amen, they're leaving this world unprepared. When we look at the Old Testament, the way the weddings were conducted back then, they were kind of different than the way our weddings are conducted today. Many times the celebrations began in the nighttime. They began in when it was dark, after midnight or midnight. Ish, I should say. And what would happen is the bridegrooms, they would the bridemaids, I should say, they would have their lamps, and there would be this great procession, I should say. What would happen is the groom would come, and the commencing of the wedding would take place at the bridemaid's house, and then there would be a procession that would lead from the bridemaid's house, amen, to the groom's house, amen. And so in that time, because the wedding was conducted at night, they would have to have their lamps lit so that people could see the procession from the bride, from the bride's house, I should say, to the groom's house. And so there was a cry. And look what Jesus says, if I can read it. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Glory be to God, which they were the bridesmaids. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying that as it is in this wedding, hallelujah, it shall be as the kingdom of heaven. Glory. There, the bridegroom is going to come. He's going to come. Jesus is coming. I know that many people say, oh, they've been saying that for years, and Jesus hadn't came yet. Hallelujah. But can I tell you this? That we don't have to wait till Jesus to come. Because the day that the Lord calls your name, he's came. He's came. That's it. There is no getting ready. There is no preparing. Whatever day that God calls your name, the day, whether you leave here by car accident, whether you leave here by some disease, whatever the case may be, Jesus has come. Many times we look for the cracking of the sky as Jesus, as him coming. Yes, he's going to come that way also. But the day that he calls your name, my name, here, and we have to give up this ghost, give up, take our last breath, he's come. And the Bible says, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. There's no getting ready in the grave. We have to make our preparations before then. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five were wise and five
were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They that were wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, while they were waiting, see, we're waiting for Jesus to come. And we've got to make sure that we don't get slack, that we don't just, amen, use this time foolishly. But we've got to make preparations. Even when others don't think he's coming, we've got to be ready. Hallelujah. We've got to make sure that we have made our preparations, that we have gotten everything in order for the day that Jesus come. We have to live as if he could come at any moment. We have to live as if we could die in a moment. We've got to make sure that we have made preparations. Many people, they have not gotten ready, but they say, you know, they believe in the last minute confessions. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God. But can I tell you, amen, we can't put our stock into last minute confessions. Glory be to God. But we've got to prepare. We've got to work. We've got to put in some work. Hallelujah. Because God is a just God. Glory be to God. He's not going to, even when he went out and he put those, when Jesus began to give the analogy of the man that went out and paid the laborers, one of them, the last one that came in, glory be to God, they at least worked that last hour. Glory be to God. But many people are saying, I'm going to get ready, amen, when I'm on my deathbed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is not just, amen. God is going to judge us according to our work. And we've got to work some. Glory be to God. We've got to put in, because it wouldn't be fair if some of us worked and some of us didn't work. Glory be to God. Because we're going to pay according to our work. So there's got to be some work put in. Glory be to God. You just can't slide through life on a bed of ease. And you can't go through this life and not do anything. We've got, the Bible tells us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in what? The work of the Lord. Whether we put in an hour, whether we put in a year, whether we put in 2 years, whatever it is, we've got to put in some type of work. Hallelujah. But five were wise. They put in the oil in case the bridegroom tarried. Hallelujah. But the other were foolish. They didn't carry any oil with them. Hallelujah. And what happened, glory be to God, when the cry was made, hallelujah, they didn't have any oil. And so then they wanted to borrow from what the wise had, what the five wise virgins had. But they said, no, you got to go where they buy and sell and get your own. Can I tell somebody today, you can't make it off of your grandmama's prayer. You can't make it off of your daddy's prayer. Hallelujah. You've got to develop your own relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to develop your own personal experiences with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody said, well, I grew up in a grandmother's home and she prayed for me. Your grandmama's prayer is not going to get you in. It may help you to get in. It may pray. She might have prayed that one day you would be saved. But there comes a time in our lives where we grow up. All of us have been children and we grew up in our mama's and our daddy's house. But there came a time that we had to get out on our own and we had to experience life for ourselves. And so that's just like it is in the kingdom of God. You've got to experience Jesus for yourself. Salvation, the Bible says he's going to judge us according to each and every one of our works. Hallelujah. We're all going to be judged based off of the work that we put in. But when the bridegroom came, the five that were foolish, they didn't have their lamps. It wasn't lit. Glory be to God. And while they went to go get them some oil, amen, the celebrations, amen, they proceeded on. Meaning that they left the bride's house, had the ceremony, and then went to the groom's house. The groom's house is heaven. Glory be to God. When Jesus comes, hallelujah, glory be to God. What a celebratory day that's going to be. Hallelujah. But the ultimate goal is to get to his house. Glory be to God. But while the procession was going on in the night, While the five foolish were going looking for lamp, looking for oil, the five wise, amen, proceeded with the procession. They went through the night in the parade on the way to the groom's house. When they got to the groom's house, the door was shut. The five wise, five foolish, finally got their oil. But when they got to the groom's house, it was too late. The door had been shut. Glory be to God. Some of the saddest words in the English language is, it's too late. It's too late. See, they should have been making preparations beforehand. But see, they were messing around because Jesus was tarrying. Hallelujah. Because the bridegroom was tarrying. They didn't feel it was important. But the five wise virgins, they understood the importance of having the oil ready, having so that they could trim the lamp and get it ready. Glory be to God. I'm telling somebody today, you might not think it's important. When we get on here the radio and we begin to talk about Jesus, we begin to preach the word, whether we be in the building, whether it be in our homes or offices, and we try to tell somebody about the Lord and they don't think it's important. It's important. Can I tell you that Noah preached 120 years? He preached, it's gonna rain. And when he was preaching, glory be to God, they must have looked at him like he was crazy. It hadn't rained on the earth. There was no, glory be to God, there hadn't been so much as dew. Glory be to God. What is he talking about? It's going to rain. Hallelujah. But you know what? Noah kept on building. He kept on building, kept on building, kept on building until when the rains came. See, when the rains begin to come, then they begin to believe Noah, begin to knock on the door. Glory be to God. But Noah understood. I don't got the key to let you in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait to listen to the preacher. Hallelujah. When you're about to leave this world, listen to the preachers now. Listen to that man, that woman, amen, that mother that's trying to tell you about Jesus, trying to tell you ought to get your life together, trying to tell you you ought to make preparations. Hallelujah. Now is the time to make preparations. Are you prepared? Glory be to God. Have you made preparation? Hallelujah. When they finally got their oil and they got to the groom's house, it was too late. See, they had been chosen to be bridesmaids. They had been chosen. They had been selected before the wedding. See, that's why the scripture said many are called, but few are chosen. We may be selected, but that's why Jesus said, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. You got to make preparation. Even though you've been selected, you got to make preparation. They were supposed to be a part of the processional. They were supposed to be a part of the parade that led from the bride's house to the groom's house. But they weren't prepared. They had to go get oil so that their lamps could be lit through the night. Glory be to God. Can I tell you how to be prepared? Accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Repent of your sins. And receiving the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongue. As they did on the day of Pentecost. Glory be to God. We've got to make preparations. Hallelujah. We've got to prepare now. We've got to make preparations now. Are you ready? Have you made preparation? Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Hallelujah. They waited too late and they missed the wedding procession. There's a feast that was going on in the groom's house, but they could not participate in it because why? They waited too late. Don't let it be said that you waited too late. God is calling. The Bible says, seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Don't wait till it's too late. Glory be to God. He said, in the day of your calamity, I'm going to mock you. Hallelujah. Why? Because when he was calling you, you didn't. I thank the Lord for the word that Bishop Leon gave last night. He talked about, amen, Samuel, when Hannah gave Samuel to Eli to raise up in the temple. And when the word had not been revealed unto Samuel yet. And when God began to call him, Hallelujah. He thought it was Eli. And he would go and he would lay back down and God would call him again. And finally, Eli said that I'm not calling. He said, but God calls. The next time he called him, he said, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. Glory be to God. Many people, God is calling you. You do not recognize that he's calling you. It could be coming through somebody, a stranger, trying to tell you, amen, the Lord is trying to tell you to change your life, trying to tell you to get your life together. And you don't recognize the call of God. But God is calling everyone, calling them to be saved, calling them to be filled with his spirit. Do you recognize the call of God? Hallelujah. And so the Bible tells us that the cry went out at midnight. The call went out, but they weren't prepared. The five foolish virgins, they weren't prepared. They had to go get ready. But see, you got to be ready. Don't wait till the Lord cracks the sky. Don't wait till Gabriel sounds his trumpet. Glory be to God. Get ready now. Because we don't know where death is. And the day that death comes knocking at your door, Jesus really has returned. Glory be to God. Because you can't die one way and get up another. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So that's the word that the Lord gave me today. Hallelujah. Are you prepared? Have you made preparations? Are you ready? No time to be getting ready. Hallelujah. No time to get ready. Make sure that you are ready. Glory be to God. And so we thank you for joining again on this Tuesday. Amen. Join me again on next week, the same time. Glory be to God. Same channel. Amen. Join me on next Tuesday. Glory be to God. God has a word for you. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Be ready. Be prepared. Make your preparations right now for Jesus is coming. You be blessed until next week. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing. Some who have